get stuck.
Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A shooter at a grocery store in a small Arkansas town kills three people, wounding 10 others, including some police officers. In Fordyce, Arkansas, an eyewitness, Janeria Holton, says she goes to that area all the time for lunch.
For people to do this, is like, how can we get justice for the people that lost their lives for just coming to get lunch, just being out here doing what we do every day?
Suspected shooters also injured. Prosecutors filed murder charges against two men suspected of killing a 12-year-old Houston girl whose body was found in a creek after she disappeared during a walk to a convenience store. A Nevada judge dismissed an indictment against six Republicans accused of submitting certificates to Congress, falsely declaring Donald Trump the winner of the state's 2020 presidential election. State Attorney General says he'll appeal. There is little relief from the extreme heat this weekend, forecasters say. Some temperature records have been broken. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Sapp. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. People having a mental health crisis would be better served by social workers than by police. That's according to social justice groups backing a new package of bills in Congress.
There are many, many times when a person is going through a severe mental health crisis that police are called and that person becomes criminalized and it's not given the full wraparound services and the appropriate response to what truly is a mental health issue.
The Madison Police Department is out ahead of the curve. It has six full-time mental health officers and two in-house crisis workers. The Milwaukee Alliance Against Racial Political Repression is demanding all footage from a shooting on I-43 on Thursday. After the chase, Milwaukee police opened fire, injuring multiple passengers in the fleeing car and killing an unborn child. The alliance says that the families of the injured have a right to know why the chase ended in a shooting. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every 98 seconds, a person is sexually assaulted in the United States. Sexual violence causes post-traumatic stress for a survivor that mirrors the effects of PTSD in combat veterans. But with the right help and support, the symptoms can be managed. Learning more can help you find the best form of care to begin the healing process. Call or text Embrace at 715-532-6976 for free and completely confidential support and information. Visit EmbraceWI.org or check us out on Facebook.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Now scanning the country music playlist. Your next auditory experience has been selected.
98Q Country.
The following is a special sports presentation of 98Q Country, WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Get up! Get out of here! Go!
Back at the track! Gone!
To the warning track, and he looks up, it is gone!
Turns around, watches it, it is gone!
It's time for baseball on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
The throw coming home, it is going to be